My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. The walls are all insulated, so I can continue putting up the sheetrock. The ceilings are such that, as is often the case, I'll need to butt sheets along the short, non-eased edges. The long edge of sheetrock are compressed. When placed long edge to long edge, you have a nice recessed area. That recess allows you to tape and mud the seam and end up on the same plane as the face of the sheet. The shorter butted ends, when put up against each other, result in a hump in the finished surface. To get rid of that hump, let your sheets butt between joists. Place a backer between the joists, recessed in just a bit, maybe 3/16 of an inch in from the face. The rock will bend in when screwed to the recessed backer, creating a depression. When filled with tape and mud, it allows the seam to fall on the same plane as the face of the rock. If the rock needs help bending, wet the area to be bent front and back prior to hanging it. Sponge or spritz on some water and let it sit for a few minutes prior to hanging it. I always screw rather than nail the rock in place. I use my drill with a dimpling bit. A dimpling bit is a number 2 Phillips bit that fits sheetrock screws. It has a metal ring around the tip that only allows you to drive the sheetrock screws just below the surface and leaves a recessed dimple as well. They're about $1 a bit, and one bit will last a house or two. Once the tip wears and screws aren't sinking well, it's time for a new bit. I love dimpling bits. They're inexpensive, readily available, and work well, even elegantly. Plus, they have dimple in their name. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.